Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And we're celebrating 23 years. We're putting 23 years behind us, started kicking off our 24th year. This is the anniversary week. Fair warning, this will be a little bit extra obnoxious this week, we will be, than ordinary. I'm very excited about having Jay Minks back on the show. Jay is a very special person to us, besides being my good friend. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, our presenting sponsor, full disclosure. And he's one of the – he gives a clinic on servant leadership every day. Jay Minks, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. And I can't imagine how you could be more obnoxious than you are already. So I'm looking forward to seeing how you pull that off.
I know. Well, I do it every year in anniversary week. I'm even more obnoxious than usual. But you got to give me credit for at least giving them fair warning. You know, and
that's right.
I had a friend years ago that she said, Jim, it's not okay for you to say to admit you're a jerk. Just you know, it's not enough for you to say you're a jerk. You know, if you're not supposed to be a jerk. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, mm-hmm. Jay, and I appreciate your support of what we do. One of the things that I've been asking over the last 6-8 months, as I've interviewed CEOs and leaders, corporate leaders like yourself, from all over the world, and they've talked about their experiences with their remote work, with the remote workers, and mm-hmm. the COVID-19 scenario that we all have, here's the way the story goes. I can't believe how well my people are doing. We're being as productive if not more productive than before. Tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent. And so they're excited about this. And of course, this was going on. These conversations were going on when everybody's adrenaline was up and it was, you know, we're fighting a new war, blah, blah, blah. And so I've started asking them more recently, how are you going to get that culture installed and keep that culture going? Let's start with that, Jay. How is Insperity, because you guys give a clinic on corporate culture like I've never seen before, and how are you guys keeping that culture going during these times?
Well, it's not easy. The thing that's most important is communication. You know, that's where it all starts there, and how you're communicating. And one of the ways that technology has allowed us to work remotely, right? So the ability to have the internet and accessibility to technology.
Can you imagine if this had happened to us even 10 years ago?
Yeah, you wouldn't. We would have said, everybody stay at work.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But the technology also is how you communicate. You know, I just saw a survey, though, recently from a trade organization surveying people. 89% surveyed said they feel like they're losing connectivity to their company.
Wow.
And even though we can sit here and talk about, yeah, you're getting by doing it, yeah, you know, think about your work-life balance. We're seeing some issues around being home all the time,
yeah,
right, and the stress that causes. So the culture part's going to come. It's going to become a bigger and bigger issue as this thing extends itself out from a 2-week lockdown to a 8-month lockdown, quasi lockdown, and you know, and beyond that. You know, what we've basically done, everyone's been dealing with the idea that folks can work from home. If you can work in a cubicle, right, then work just a portable cubicle, if you think of it that way, then why couldn't you work from home? And the answer is you can. But nobody really, I feel like, has had the right viewpoint on that balance. And mm-hmm. one of the issues comes to this, too, is that I asked this question the other day of our management team. I said, when does our employer responsibility stop?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I meant by that is 30 years ago, your employee responsibilities were, I'll give you a safe, clean place to work, and I'll give you a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're at the point of thinking about, well, how do we make sure their home is fine? How do we make, I mean, it's getting, you know, how, do, will they come back to work?
Do we need, have to, do we have to ask? Do we need to make sure they have an ergonomic chair? Is their desk suitable? Or, you know, whatever, the computer, the connection, all of that you would have. And it's become, it has become more complicated, no question about it. The thing that I really am concerned about is the culture. And we're humans are herd animals, right? We're herders.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nesbitt was right. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And if you want to work in corporate America, you're expecting a level of professionalism about your life. Your professional life is a professional experience, and it's kind of hard to maintain that. Especially for in your formative years, if you're not around a bunch of other professionals, right?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, it's I'm not going to use the word sloven, even though I just did use the word sloven. but you know the attire, the professionalism. I just to call it that. Look, we're a couple of old guys, so we can't really, you know, continue to think the world's going to operate like it did 15, 20 years ago. I think there's always something good that comes out of things like this where you do have to reevaluate. We're talking about a hybrid work environment now where you do have time. You expect to come to the corporate and you expect to collaborate. Collaboration is what's missing, see?
That's right.
You know, you have a Zoom meeting and you knock that baby out, and you normally if you have a meeting in person, you may have two or three other meetings right after that meeting trying to get clarification over what was said or get somebody to elaborate a little more of a that they wouldn't have elaborated during a meeting. Well, that's gone in Zoom meetings. You know, you turn that thing off and it's over. So I think there's a recognition that collaboration is critically important. And what we've done, Jim, is we've kind of stratified our management to where, you know, the more strategic you are in your role, the more collaboration has to occur. Therefore, the more time you need to spend in the office. And so we're letting our employees kind of figure it out for us and get their input. So everyone can be, it won't be an autocratic decision as we go forward in the terms of, you know, how we have a hybrid workplace.
And just about the time we feel like maybe we're figuring this out, there are these new outbreaks fireworks have dropped in the middle of all of our plans. Hold on to that thought, Jay. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get you to follow up on that. The good news is, as you say, is where there are therapeutics that we're developing. There may be a vaccine in any minute now coming out. That could turn things around. We'll have to see. When we come back, I want to talk to Jay about how do you install the culture from the hive into a person, a new employee, who's never seen the hive, never been to the hive. After the break, 20 after, Jay Meeks and I will be right back. Jay's with Inspired. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.